Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, we're going to talk about time. Yeah, we're going to get into time. As a matter of fact, I've been polishing up on my old classic rock songs because I love classic rock. I do. I love classic rock. I mean, I grew up listening to classic rock. I was one of those guys back in the day that had one of those t-shirts that said disco sucks. Remember that back in the day? Now, some of you people are not old enough to remember this stuff. But yeah, back in the day, I want to say back in the, what was it, like the late 70s and the early 80s, mostly in the late 70s. Rock and roll had gone through kind of a big transformation, and you know, it had shifted from what it was in the 50s, which was, you know, kind of bright, popular, folksy kind of rock and roll, so to speak. And then we got into the 60s, and we got into, you know, more of the heavy metal stuff and more of the deeper stuff. And then we got into 70s. You know, the 70s and rock and roll just really just grew out of the 60s. And you had all these massive power bands showing up in the 70s. And it was like rock and roll ruled everything. And then there was disco. Yeah, you remember disco. Yeah, disco was out there. That was like the antithesis to rock and roll. I mean, you were either like rock and roll or you liked disco. Now, a couple of you liked country. I mean, country was still around back then, but back in the 70s, man, that was the big debate. You know, was it disco or was it rock and roll? Well, I think time has addressed that particular question. It has, because disco's not really around. It's not. I don't think it's around. Now, it may be around in some different flavor. It may have been absorbed by some other genre of music. Maybe rap took it over. I don't know. But rock and roll is still out there. Now, rock and roll has transitioned over time. I'll give you that. It's transitioned over time. But there are still rock bands out there crushing it, like, you know, the rock bands that Steve and I used to listen to in the 70s. That was a reference to my buddy Steve, who lives in San Diego, California. He's a Lifestyles Unlimited member, who's a massive Rush fan, by the way. Yeah. So I thought, you know, what we would do today, instead of just talking about what's going on in the market, what's going on in real estate, what's going on, you know, with the government trying to stick their fingers into your pockets, I thought we would just talk about time. Because time, well, it's endless. Eventually, time will stop, just like at one point time began. But we as human beings, man, we're not around long enough to measure time. We really aren't. I mean, okay, we measure time in our lives. We do that. We measure our lifetimes. We measure milestones in our lifetimes. We measure milestones in our children's lifetimes. You know, maybe we recorded some history from our ancestors and we retain that information. But none of us were around for the dawning or the Big Bang or creation or whatever you want to call the origination of time. And I doubt that we'll be around for the end of time. Now, that it could happen. It's possible that time could end in your lifetime, in my lifetime. It's possible. It could stop like right now. Now, it didn't. Time is still going. So we potentially could see the end of time. But I don't think that's going to happen in my lifetime. It's probably not going to happen in your lifetime. I think we're going to be around for a while longer. So it makes you sit back and start asking questions about time. It does. Now, think about it. I have just caused you to start thinking about something time related. Maybe it was, hey man, I got to catch up on last night's football game. By the way, it was a good game. So yeah, if you didn't see it and you DVR'd it, it's a good game. I won't tell you who won, although the news outlets probably blew it for you already. But more importantly, I think my friend Daniel said it best. Now, Daniel's another Lifestyles Unlimited member. He and I correspond back and forth and stuff, and we've developed what I consider a pretty neat little friendship. And he sent me an email, and he said, everyone on this earth will be on it some amount of time. And he's right. He's totally right. He goes on to say this, regardless of what the people researching longevity might think, sooner or later, you will depart the earth. Yeah, Daniel's in the Gets It Club. I mean, we are temporary inhabitants of this planet. We are. We were never designed to be here permanently. We're not rocks. No, we're flesh. We're living organisms with expiration dates. The only challenge is those expiration dates, they're not like imprinted on our bodies anywhere. Like, you know, a can of beans has an expiration date, right? Okay, you and I, we don't have an expiration date. We don't know when the end is going to come. So Daniel, he addresses that. He says, why should you allocate your time, the resource that is most precious to you, to earning money? Yeah, Daniel's asking you a very important question, because Daniel, like me, realizes that many of us get trapped into life's game plan, which is trade time for money. Trade time for money. You want to get ahead in the world? Go get a job. Start earning money so that you can buy stuff and pay for all that stuff and maybe get credit. And then it just becomes this vicious lifestyle. And all of a sudden, you lose control of your life and you're spinning out of control. But this is the life that you've created. In the meantime, time is moving. So Daniel says, hey man, why don't you just stop that? Why don't you not trade money and instead trade your time? It's a beautiful thought. We come back from the break. Let's probe this a little bit deeper. Let's get into this.
The other thing, I think people hear landlord or property owner and they think of Donald Trump and other multi-billionaires that own real estate. And that's not who the vast majority of owners across the nation are. The typical owner of a rental property owns just a couple properties and they're people just like me and you.
You can own single family houses and apartments too. We'll show you how. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Join our national network of rental owners.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I took my time getting back from the break, didn't I? I did. I took my time. Yeah, because I can. I'm retired. I don't have to get up and necessarily go to work. Okay, I do a radio show, I'll give you that. But that's not like work to me. That's like a passion to me. The ability to share information with you that nobody else will share with you. To be honest with you, I take great, great pride in, well, maybe pride's not the right word. I think it's really cool that I have that opportunity to do that for you. The stuff that I share with you, I wish somebody had shared most of this stuff with me when I was a lot younger, because had I had the benefit of even more time in my real estate investing lifespan, wow, imagine the possibilities. Imagine the possibilities. Now, I mentioned to you in the first segment that I was a big Pink Floyd fan. As a matter of fact, they did a song back in 1973, back when, you know, a lot of these massive power bands were forming. Yeah, okay, yeah, I'm a classic rock guy. Okay, Noted. All right. Anyway, 1973, Pink Floyd, they released the song Time. And some of the lyrics from that song are really, they're really deep. You know, I mean, let me just share with you. Now, I'm not going to sing, because if I sang, you would turn off the radio, and that's not what we want. No, I'm going to do my best just to get the words out. And I think you're going to recognize the lyrics if you even bother to listen to classic rock. So Pink Floyd starts off like this. They say, and you run to catch up with the sun, but it's sinking, racing around to come up behind you again. The sun is the same in a relative way, but you're older, shorter of breath, and one day closer to death. Now, I remember hearing those words when I was very young, you know, back when I was in high school, back when I was in college, back, you know, back when I was invincible. I'm sure you were invincible too when you were in high school and college. And I remember hearing these lyrics thinking, I don't know, man, I might be getting a little bit older, but I'm not shorter of breath and I'm not one day closer to death, man. This ride's going to last forever. And that's not true. It's not true. Your ride will not last forever. I have to bet against science here. I do. I just don't think that science in today's day and age or in the near future is going to tackle the aging problem. Because the aging problem is not just a problem of aging. It's a problem of your biological systems wearing out. And yeah, whereas, you know, science can go out there and they can put some titanium in you, or they can put a little pump in you, or they could put, you know, nanorobots or whatever they do. I don't know if they do that yet, but, you know, that's what they're trying to do. So they'll introduce these artificial systems to keep you going, or maybe they'll take a life support system from another living animal and give it to you to keep you going. But at a certain point, when does that stop? I mean, think about it. When does that stop? So one of the points Daniel was trying to make is that when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, and Daniel knows this because he's done this, we have a slogan that we use all the time. You've heard it on this radio show. I say it a lot. When you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, you'll hear it a lot because it's real. And the slogan is, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. And what we're trying to convey to you is that when you have more time, when you buy your time back from corporate America or military service or whatever you are doing to trade time for money, you can actually enjoy a better lifestyle. You can allocate your time to family, to friends. You can even allocate your time to, I don't know, playing computer games in your underwear all day. I mean, that's what Daniel said. I think that's what Daniel does. Daniel, you need to own it, man. You need to send me an email and let me know if you're actually that guy playing computer games in your underwear all day. But what if he is? What if he is? What if he is playing computer games in his underwear all day? So what? It's his life. That's what he chooses to do. He chooses to entertain himself, and there's nothing wrong with that. And the trade-off is this. If he's spending 10 hours playing computer games, he's not spending 10 hours working for somebody else. Because one of the things Daniel did was he came to us to learn a different way. We taught him the different way. He went out and put it into practice, and now he's in charge of his life. This same result can occur for you. It absolutely can occur for you. But you have to get started. You absolutely have to make an informed decision that you're going to change what you're doing. Yeah, you heard me correctly. You're going to have to change what you're doing, because chances are what you're doing right now is not getting you to a place of retirement. Yeah, some of you, you're throwing money into a 401k or IRAs or whatever other retirement vehicles that you're throwing money into, and you're thinking, well, that's going to get me to a place of retirement. But when? When? 10 years from now? 20 years from now? 30 years from now? What? Why? Why follow that path? Because you were told to? Okay. Well, I mean, it's a viable option. Personally, based on what I know, I think it's a terrible option. Because one of the things that we will do for you at Lifestyles Unlimited is we will teach you how to get yourself retired in the next 5 years. And it's not terribly difficult to do this. You'll be amazed once you learn everything you need to learn. You'll be amazed at how simple the process is. And then you have to kind of sit back and go, man, this isn't that hard. Why haven't I been doing this all my life? And then you put these things into motion, and then you're like Daniel playing video games in your underwear all day. I don't really know if he does that. I think he was just making a point. But the point was well made. Daniel does what Daniel wants to do when Daniel wants to do it. Yeah, that's the control Daniel has regained in his life. And Daniel's not the only guy at Lifestyles Unlimited to regain that control. He is not the only guy. Tens of thousands of Lifestyles Unlimited members have done the exact same thing Daniel is doing. And you can do it too. But to do this, in order to do this, you have to let us help you out. You have to be willing to allocate a small amount of whatever available time you have right now, just an hour and a half, and attend our free workshop so that we can teach you how to get the money that you can use to get the time to enjoy the wonderful lifestyle that's waiting for you at the end of the road. And you don't have to be 65 or 70 years of age to get there. I'm telling you. And Daniel makes this point clearly. He says, the time you spend at our free workshop will come back to you many times over. So, all right, well, how do you do that? How do you go to a free workshop? Go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. It's that easy. When we come back from the break, more on time.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at lifestylesunlimitedfreeworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Yeah, so Chicago was a band that, you know, they were big like in the late 60s. They were big through the 70s. They were big through the 80s. As a matter of fact, they've been around. Now, I don't think all the original band members are still in that band, but I'm guessing because that band was so big to begin with, they got to have a couple dudes that, you know, that are still a part of that band. So why am I talking about the Chicago Transit Authority, which is actually their full name of the band? Well, it's because they did a song that resonated with me when I was like way back in high school. And this song was actually written and released in 1969. I was like 5 years old. So yeah, I never heard the original release song. But over time, as I grew up and I started listening to classic rock, well, Chicago was one of those bands that, you know, would show up and I was like enamored with them because the sound was so awesome. And I know there's those of you out there, those, you know, those classic rock purists that go, dude, Chicago's not a rock band because they have like horns and saxophones. And I'm like, yeah, okay, all right, I get that argument, but I reject your argument because those guys rocked me. But they did a song back in 1969 called Does Anybody Really Know What Time It Is? You remember that song? Yeah, I know Steve down in San Diego, it's already in his mind, and it's probably going to be thinking about it until the next segment when I hit you guys with another song. But there are lyrics from that song that I think will make an impression on you. So let me just, again, I'm not going to sing the lyrics because I don't want you turning off the radio. But I want you to listen to the lyrics because I think they make excellent sense of the world today. As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me and asked me what the time was that was on my watch. Yeah. And I said, does anybody really know what time it is? I don't. Does anybody really care? So, if I can't imagine why, about time, we've all got time enough to cry. Okay, so the lyrics kind of take you to a place where it's like he never really answers the question. Because I think what goes on in this particular song is that somebody is focused on the day-to-day life. I've got to get to where I'm trying to get to. I've got to be punctual. I've got to be on time. Maybe I don't have my watch. I see you have a watch. And I go, hey, man, what time is it? But the guy I'm asking, he doesn't really care about time. Because time, it's not that big of a deal to him. That's what it's like when you achieve not only retirement, but you start working on your lifestyle. Yeah, that's exactly what Daniel wants you to understand. My buddy Daniel that sent me the email. He's like, this is the way retirement is. How do we share what that feels like? Well, I think in 1969, Chicago did a great job of explaining what that feels like. It is a feeling where you still have control of the situation, but you're not being driven by any urgency that exists in that situation. Yeah, what you're doing right now, man, your life is full of urgency. Your life is full of deadlines and commitments. Your life is full of getting to a certain place at a certain time and getting something processed in a timely manner and then doing something. Yeah, it's all driven. It's like clock management, right? It's kind of like the NFL games, kind of like clock management, right? They don't care at the beginning of the game, but at the end of the game, they really care about that, right? And that's what you do in your world. When you're trading time for money and stuffing money into those retirement plans, I mean, you might be successful. Don't get me wrong. You might absolutely be successful getting to retirement by investing your money into a 401k or IRAs or whatever else you're doing outside of real estate. You might be successful. I'm not saying you won't be successful. As a matter of fact, I want you to be successful. The question I have for you is this. How much time is it going to take? How long is it going to take you? Because I know this for a fact. The game plan you're probably following right now has you trading 30 to 45 years of your valuable time for money to get to a place called retirement. And I'm here to tell you don't have to do it that way. Yeah, that system is there for people that don't understand that there's a better way. And that's what I'm trying to share with you. I'm trying to share with you a completely different way to look at achieving retirement. And for some of you, that's kind of a difficult concept to wrap your head around. Because retirement is like something that's going to happen when your back hurts and you can barely walk, right? Yeah, like, you know, in your 60s, maybe your 70s, right? You can't fathom being retired in your 30s or your 40s. That's a foreign concept. All the people you hang out with, they're not thinking about retiring in their 30s or their 40s. No, they're all doing the same stuff you're doing. Yeah, what you guys are doing is you're reinforcing the conditioning that society hit you with in the beginning when they said this is the roadmap to success. And I'm trying to get you off that roadmap and onto a more successful roadmap that will get you to a place of retirement in the next 5 years. Now, some of you, believe it or not, will be able to get retired much faster than 5 years. Yeah, some of you, first of all, you have the skill sets, you have the resources. What you're missing is the direction and the roadmap to follow. And when you realize that what you're doing is not as effective as what I'm trying to tell you you should be doing, man, that's a game changer. That's a game changer. That's a huge game changer. So now you're thinking, oh, okay, so you got this roadmap I could follow. That's all fine and dandy. It's probably going to take a lot of my time, isn't it? It's going to take, I'm already working 60 hours a week. I can't do another 60-hour a week gig. Man, I don't want you doing another 60-hour a week gig. We're going to teach you how to do this effectively. That's going to take a little bit of time, but not 60 hours. That's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. As a matter of fact, most of the time that you're going to spend is going to be on you. Yeah, on you. Yeah, figuring out how we can destroy your current retirement plan and build you a brand new retirement plan that'll get you done much faster than that old one. And what that takes is that takes a little bit of soul searching. It takes a little bit of you focusing on you. Because when's the last time you really sat down and focused on you? I'm not saying you don't do it. What I am saying, though, is that you spend a lot more time focusing on what your employer wants you to focus on than you do focusing on you. And we've got to change that. You need to be a little bit more important in this equation. Because when we help you change the paradigm of your life, and we get you off that 30 to 45 year game plan, and we get you onto that 5 years or less game plan, it's got to be about what is it you're trying to achieve. And then we structure everything so that you get your money repurposed into assets that not only pay you cash flow, something you're not getting right now, you also get equity growths that come from a different variety of sources. I mean, there's four, technically five different ways you can build equities in properties. And it doesn't take a lot of your time. I mean, I'm telling you, it doesn't take a lot of your time. You can do this. As a matter of fact, you're more effective than you think you are. When we come back from the break, I'm going to share with you another classic rock song that I think will change your mind. Stick around.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange, and we bought three brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have three of her inherited properties and then three properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into three, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so I'm kind of in a weird place here because there's a lot of great time songs that were done by classic rock bands. I mean, bands like Cream, you know, they did a song called Passing the Time. And then there's another band you probably heard of by the name of Journey. They did a song called Precious Time. Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking about jumping into these songs. And then I remember that there's a band called Rush. And I'm like, oh, man, maybe I got to go with Steve and maybe we got to do with the Time Stand Still song, you know, because that would be awesome if we can make time stand still. That would be really cool. But that's not the way it works. Time is fluid, right? Okay, so how do we address that? Well, we go with the Alan Parsons Project. Yeah, back in 1980, they did a song simply entitled Time. Now, I'm going to read you a section of the lyrics. And when I read them to you, and again, I'm not going to sing, but when I read you the lyrics, when I get to the word love, I want you to just kind of resonate on the word love when I get to it. I'm going to get to it twice. Are you ready? Let's do this. Time, flowing like a river. Time, beckoning me. Who knows when we shall meet again? if ever, but time keeps flowing like a river to the sea. Goodbye, my love, maybe forever. Goodbye, my love, the tide waits for me. Who knows when we shall meet again, if ever, but time keeps flowing like a river, on to the sea, Yeah, now you know why I didn't even try out for my high school acting club, because I'm not good at that stuff. I understand that, but here, let's get to the point. Remember that part where I was saying, you know, when I say the word love, kind of resonate on that? What was going through your mind? I mean, were you thinking about leaving the person that you love? I don't think that's a good idea. No, I don't think that's a good idea. But if we reference Goodbye, My Love, and we consider that that love is your job, your employment, it brings on new connotation, doesn't it? Goodbye, my love, maybe for forever. Goodbye, my love, the tide waits for me. Who knows when we shall meet again, if ever. Oh, that's powerful stuff, isn't it? I think Alan Parsons did a good job with that. And it's okay. It is totally okay for you to have feelings of separation from the workforce. It's totally fine, man. Nobody's going to look at you strange. Okay, maybe the people at the water cooler are going to look at you like you're nuts. But I'm here to tell you this. When you understand that there's a completely better way to do life, and it starts with something called your retirement. Yeah, life, as far as I'm concerned, life occurs every day, day in and day out. And your life right now is focused on consuming your most precious asset, your time. Because what do? You get up in the morning. You do all the things you have to do when you get up in the morning. You deal with the family if you have a family. And then you get into the car. And then you deal with all your new friends on the interstate, right? Trying to get to the workplace. And then you get to the workplace. And then you're dealing with, you know, your fellow employees. You're dealing with the customers. You're dealing with whatever you deal with in the business place. And you're doing that for 8 or 10 or 12 hours a day. Only to get back into the car, go back home, see the family, try and pretend that, you know, you're the head of the household or whatever you are. And then get your 5 or 6 hours of sleep so that you can get up the next morning and do it again. And I realize some of you don't do the car thing anymore because of the pandemic. You're able to work from home. I get that. But my point is this. What if we could give you all your time back? What if in the next 5 years, you never have to go to work again because you have learned how to replace all of your income requirements with the passive income that comes from successfully investing in real estate assets? It is the real deal. This is not a smokescreen I'm putting up. This is not a pipe dream. This is not all that garbage that you hear about on social media. This is a defined system that will get you retired in the next 5 years. Now, it's not like, okay, I sign up and now I'm retired. No, you actually have to do some things. The first thing you have to do is you have to get educated. We have to teach you all the things that society doesn't think you need to know. Because if you knew the things that we're going to teach you, you wouldn't be doing the stuff that society has you doing now. Because you would already know the different way. You would already know the path to financial freedom. You don't know that path yet. And that's okay. Trust me, man. Over 4 years ago, when I came to Lifestyles Unlimited, I didn't have it either. But what I did have was a desire to change my situation. Because I was not happy with the situation in my life. I mean, I was in a place in my life where I was working for a municipality. I was working stupid hours. I was in cubicle hell. I had to stay in my cubicle. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like you got to be in the cubicle. That's your little place. Yeah, I was like, it's like a hamster. It's like a hamster. Yeah. Now here's a guy that used to be a lieutenant colonel who was promotable to colonel, but the Army decided not to promote him. Whatever. Doesn't matter. It's all in the past. Retired from the Army. Didn't have enough in the way of anything retirement related outside of a pension that I couldn't live off of because my living expenses exceeded what that pension paid me. Oh, and by the way, the pension paid me about one third of what I had been making on active duty. I had a huge financial catastrophe in my life. And I had to get into the workforce. And it took me 10 months to do that. So you can imagine the giant sucking sound in my checking account. Well, I finally found employment. I finally got stabilized. And I was like, okay, man, this is it. The game plan is work until the age of 70, survive the cubicle, at least get whatever pension comes out of the municipality. And then at 70, you take your max Social Security and then you're done. You're checked out of the game. And I'll tell you, the more I did that, the more angry I became at my situation, the more frustrated I became at the situation that I allowed myself to get into, because I had spent an entire career working for money. Yeah. And not understanding that there was a better path for me. Now, I actually had bought some real estate, believe it or not. I had bought some real estate. And until I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, I had no idea of what a mess I had made out of the real estate holdings that I had. Because once you learn what right looks like, and then you look back at like what you were doing, you're kind of going, oh, that's gross. I'm not sure I want to deal with that. But then you realize you have to deal with it because you realize it's wrong and you have to fix it. And that's what we did. I'll just be upfront and honest with you. The real estate holdings that I had, I was losing about $1,000 a month, every month, in cash flow. Because I was using a West Coast mentality, which is you just buy the asset, you do whatever you need to do to make sure the mortgage payment is made, and then eventually somewhere down the road, you sell the asset and you make a bunch of money. And it's a stupid plan. When I came to Lifestyles Unlimited and I went through the 2-day financial freedom seminar, which you will go through when you become a member, because that's where we teach you all the stuff you need to know. We went to work correcting all of the mistakes we had made on that property. And by basically just following the Lifestyles Unlimited map, we turned properties around that were losing us $1,000 a month. And now they're making us $1,000 a month in positive cash flow. That's a $2,000 reversal. That is significant. That is very significant. And these are the types of changes we want to help you make in your life, because it doesn't matter where you're at. We can get you focused on a better result than the result you're focused on right now. It is true. I bring you people onto this radio show all the time because I don't want you to take it from me. I want you to take it from the people that have actually gone out and done the things that I'm telling you you two can do. I mean, that's really what it's all about. Now, before I end the show today, I'm going to actually step out of classic rock. I'm going to go with Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs, in the 2005 Stanford commencement address, this is what Steve Jobs said. Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. And what you need to do right now is go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com, get signed up, and let's get you moving forward.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.